It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. And wonders are God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, good Monday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. This is the first day of June, and I mistakenly said yesterday was the first day of June, but today really is the first day of June. This is Monday. Good to have you listening in, and I've declared yesterday that I'm now turned radical. I declare that I'm more radical than I've ever been in all of my ministry. This month, Gene and I celebrate 49 years in the ministry. I believe I'm just getting started. My nation needs me, and we're going to pray together. I need you to pray with me, and today is an extraordinary day because I'm going to share some things that are in my spirit, my heart. I really have a concern for America. I'm just telling you, not trying to be negative, but I have a concern for this nation. The Bible said there arose a generation that did not know the Lord, and I'm concerned that a generation is coming up in this nation that does not know the Lord, that is more concerned with public opinion. They have been modified in many, many ways to believe whatever their college professors say to them or their friends say to them. And we, in many ways, have lost our way as a nation. The only thing that's going to save us, the only save thing that's going to save us is not, let me repeat, is not the 2016 election. Because unless we have a turnaround, we will not have a presidential election in 2016. And so we are in a place of jeopardy in our nation, where our cities are being overrun now with criminals, and the laws are standing down because they have a fear of being terminated, sued, or sent to prison. And we have school systems in America that are out of control. We are living in a very perilous time, when our military is being decreased. The patriots of America are being less and less recognized, and our nation is being controlled by liberal media. You say, well, why are you saying all of these things? Because this is a wake-up call. Somebody has got to say, can we wake up? Is there a generation coming on that does not know the Lord? They've heard about Jesus. They've heard about God, but they don't see any signs. They don't see any happenings in the realm of the Spirit. And so many people, thousands of people, go to church on Sunday, went to church yesterday, and there was nothing about the Holy Ghost. There was nothing about the Spirit. There was nothing about being baptized in the Holy Ghost. There was no salvation call. Nobody prayed for the sick. There was no working of miracles. And I guess there's a major concern in my spirit today, because, you know, the Comanche call has been canceled. Dr. Larry Martin and I were to go back there and minister June 25th, 26th. But the church shut down because they could not find a pastor. And they shut off the utilities. They were behind on their utilities. They shut the utilities off and closed the building down. And so there was, on one hand, a grief in my spirit about, hey, we're not going back. Gene and I departed there with our trailer many years ago. And so we're not going back there. But on the other hand, when I began to research, I found that we have 4,000 churches every year. 4,000 churches a year are closing in America. The mosques are opening at a 78% increase, and churches in America are decreasing, closing the doors. And I am stunned at those statistics. What is happening? And most of these are in small town America. I just want you to know, I grew up in small town America, and we need to rally to help small churches. We don't need to be trying to close church buildings down. That is a terrible testimony to a community, to a city, when a church is shut down and the doors have been closed. And that church in Comanche, Oklahoma, has been in operation for many, many years, maybe 65, 70 years. So what am I saying? I'm saying that we need a spiritual awakening in America. And I believe that God wants to awaken this nation. And that's why that I'm doing everything that I know how to do. And there is nothing more important that I could do, ladies and gentlemen, than to get on internet radio and broadcast. And I'm doing Skype services from my studio. I'm still going out and ministering from time to time, although I'm ministering every day, almost every day, on the radio. And so I only have one voice. And then I'm sending out a daily prayer to over 6,500 people. I send a daily prayer, and I'm doing everything I know how to do. Would you help me? Would you help me? And you say, well, how can we help you? Well, go and sign up if you're not receiving a daily prayer. If you are, tell people about this broadcast 24 hours a day. Nobody can miss it. I'm on internet radio. I'm on your smartphone. All people have to do is go to your smartphone, type in bpnradio.com, and listen to me as they go. Or there's a little transmitter that you can purchase for $10, and you can listen to me on your radio as you go to work. You can catch me anytime, 24 hours a day. There's no excuse saying, well, I'm sorry we missed you. No, you can't miss me because I'm on all the time. And so would you pray with me? I'm also calling out for 1,000 prayer leaders who will lead a prayer group. Would you do that? You say, well, how can I do it? Well, if you already have a weekly prayer group going, then just go to bpnradio.com, go down to 1,000 prayer centers and register. And if you don't have a prayer group, start a prayer group. Start a prayer group somewhere, and in your church, on your campus, in your business, on Facebook, on some social media site, in your neighborhood, wherever it may be, in a clubhouse, in an apartment house building, wherever it may be, start a prayer group and pray for this nation. I'll send you, if you just go to bpnradio.com, go down to 1,000 prayer centers and register, I will send you a list of things every Monday. Today I'll be sending out a list. I'll send you a list every Monday to pray about that week. And also, I'm going to get on Skype and I'm going to begin to join different prayer groups and do some recording so that I can play some of your prayers here on BPN Radio. Is you what I'm saying? I will Skype in to some of your prayer groups, your prayer times, and I will actually pray with you over Skype or go to meeting, however you want to do it. Because I believe that we are in a very strategic time. The Supreme Court is going to pass down a ruling concerning same-sex marriage this month. There's a lot of things happening this summer, and we need revival in this nation. We need another spiritual awakening. I'm not just another Johnny come lately. I don't know it all, but I've been ministering now this month 49 years, and I'm still going. And so would you pray with me? Would you pray with me right now? Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, your will be done here on this Monday. The will, plan, and purpose of God be done now in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. We have a number of things to talk about, pray about, but right now we're just going to bless the Lord. And I'm going to give a shout out, and Godfrey Birtle is going to sing Bless the Lord, O My Soul. Let's do it right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy. Bless his holy name. He is good. He is good. Good to us. And his love. Bless bless His holy name, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, bless the Lord.
Gentlemen, this is a special alert. We have an emergency.
It's an emergency. We need a Holy Ghost invasion, absolutely, to change this apathetic feel-good.
That this is not your ordinary run-of-the-mill recession. We are going through the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression.
A powerful new missile roars off a launch site in Russia, a potential threat to America.
To talk about sin, a man isn't happy feeling any condemnation. We want to live as we do, and we do as we please.
Georgia is under attack from its neighbor Russia,
saying Israel would soon be wiped off the earth's face. Ahmadinejad also called the U.S. a satanic power that, with God's will, would be annihilated.
We do not consider ourselves a Christian nation.
Whatever we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation. No longer a Christian nation. No longer a Christian nation.
Let's pray, America. Second Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land."
My name is Dale Gentry. Gene and I want you and other fellow Americans to join us in praying for our nation. It's time to pray, America.
Hey, this is Luke Ridenour, point guard for the Milwaukee Bucks. I pray with Dale Gentry, and you can too. Let's pray, America.
I'm the man on the field. I pray with Dale Gentry, and you can too. Let's pray, America.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
Hi, I'm Jordan, and we like to pray with our Papa.
And you can too. Let's pray, America.
Hey, I'm Caleb. I'm a hockey player, and I pray with Dr. Gentry, and you can too. Let's pray, America.
I'm Mallory, and I'm a singer, and I pray with Dr. Gentry. And you can too. Let's pray, America.
Hi, I'm David Remedios. I'm a surgeon. I pray with Dale Gentry, and so can you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Smith. I'm a dermatologist, and I pray with Dale Gentry, and you can too. Let's pray, America.
Hi, I'm Mike Nelson.
And I'm Dan Griffin. And we pray with Dale Gentry, and you can too. Let's pray, America.
Hi, I'm Tom, and I'm a businessman. I pray with Dale Gentry. Let's pray, America.
Hello, my name is Frank James Mazapika. I am in prayer and covenant with Dale Gentry and his beautiful wife, Jean. We pray together, though we are miles apart.
I'm Pastor Tom Peters. I pray with Dale Gentry, and you can too.
You can pray with me. Yes, you can. I invite you to pray with me. You say, how can we pray with you? Well, you can pray with me here on BPN Radio. And you can pray with me by getting my daily prayers over internet or by email. And you do that by going to letsprayamerica.com and signing up. Also, you can pray with me every day by CD. And you can... go to letsprayamerica.com, click on resources, and all of my prayer series are there free of charge. It's taken thousands of dollars to produce those. I have about three different series where people over the years, since 1990, the last 25 years, I've been producing those and praying with Dale Gentry, Gathering Manna 1, Gathering Manna 2, Let's Pray America. And you can go there and you can download those hourly prayers. Every one of them is for 1 hour. There's one for every day of your life. And you can pray with me there. And you can also pray with me by starting your own prayer group and going to letsprayamerica.com and going down to 1,000 prayer centers. You can have a prayer center as we pray together, agreeing together. You can have a personal prayer time on your own, and you can also believe that God is going to have your leaders call for corporate prayer. So I just believe that there are ways in the name of Jesus to pray, and we must pray. And what do we say when we pray? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. And so I just declare that as we pray that prayer, then we just follow the outline. Then God responds. And so we're praying today. Are you ready? Father, we just pray in Jesus' name for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. In the name of Jesus, that you would come, Holy Spirit, and touch us today. Forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. We repent for our own sins in Jesus' name. And we repent on behalf of the sins of our nation. We have lost our way. In Jesus' name, help us, Lord, to recover. Our moral compass has been lost. We now call evil good and good evil. And we repent for our moral failures. We repent for the very principles that are now being downtrodden, overrun by those who hate you, God, and those that are bent on the destruction of the foundations of our nation. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And our entire nation is under attack today. We ask, O God, for your help. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, would you pray with me in the Spirit right now concerning our nation? Father God, would you send another spiritual awakening to America? Lord, a revival to 1,000 cities in this nation. People awakening and turning to you with all of their heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. Lord, as we see the condition of our nation, the walls have been broken down and the gates have been burned with fire, just as it was in the days of Nehemiah. And Nehemiah is an example of what can happen to a city that is, the walls have been broken down and the gates have been burned with fire. And the prophet Jeremiah, he began to declare and decree what was happening, what was going to happen. And so I just declare in Jesus' name that we need you, Lord. People are coming into our nation who have not been welcome to our nation, who have not been endorsed, and who have not been permitted to come, but they're coming anyhow. Father, we need you now. In Jesus' name, we pray for our nation. I pray for my president. I pray for my vice president. I pray for the Supreme Court as they determine and rule on same-sex marriage in the United States of America. Lord, we know what your word says. We already know what your word says. That word has already been determined. But we pray for the Supreme Court. They'll make righteous decisions. We pray for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost as it was on the day of Pentecost. In Jesus' name, the Holy Ghost will be poured out upon this nation, upon this land, and people will be baptized and the Spirit will speak in tongues. And when they come to a place where they don't know how to pray, they don't know what else to say, they'll just begin to pray in the Spirit. In Jesus' name, Lord, we need you now. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that we will get on our knees again and seek your face again and call upon you with our whole heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. Lord, we just get in that river of prayer in Jesus' name, and we'll just begin to pray and seek your face with our whole heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. Here's Martin Smith and Delirious. Find me in the river. Lord, we just declare there's a river of prayer flowing through. We're going to get in it.
Find me in the river. Find me on my knees. I've walked against the water. Now I'm waiting if you please. We've longed to see the roses, but never felt the thorns. and bought our pretty crowns, but never paid the price. Find me in the river, find me there, find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river, I'm waiting here. Against the water. Now I'm waiting if you please. We didn't count on suffering. We didn't count on pain. But if the blessing's in the valley, then in the river I will wait. Find me in the river, find me there, find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river, I'm waiting here. Find me in the river, find me there, find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river, I'm waiting here for you. Come find me here. Ooh.
Father, we just thank you for my friend Martin Smith and Delirious and their ministry here on BPN Radio. And Lord, we just want to, yes, Lord, we just want to go to that river of prayer. Father, I just pray that you will awaken this nation and that people will turn to you with their whole heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. And we pray in Jesus' name, Lord, for prayers that we'll get into the river of prayer. And Father, we believe that what has been happening these past few weeks, particularly here in Texas and Oklahoma with all the floods and the rain, I'm sad to announce that people have lost their lives in Texas and Oklahoma. Texas where I live and Oklahoma where I grew up. But on the other hand, the drought has been broken in the state of Texas. And for so long, our state has been parched and dry. But now the rains have come, and we've had record-setting rains. I know Young Preachers International and I went to Wichita Falls, Texas last year and ministered, and we prayed for the rain. Wichita Falls, Texas this month has set an all-time record of rain. And the streams have been filled up and the lakes have been filled up. Here in Austin, Texas, where the lakes were down so far and have receded so much, they're now filling back up. and the rivers and the streams are full, and the parched land has now soaked with rain. The drought is over, and I'm prophesying in the name of Jesus that the drought in America, the spiritual drought, is coming to a close. Just as there has been rains upon this nation, and we thank God for sending the rains, even though at times it's been too much rain, we're thankful for the rain that we needed so desperately. We declare that the drought is broken here in my state as we have prayed for the rains. And just as it's happened in the realm of the natural, so it's happening now, I declare, in the realm of the supernatural. I declare the rains of the Holy Spirit are falling in this land and this nation, that the river of revival is flowing. And we need to prepare as Christians to get into the river. And we need to invite non-Christians to get into the river with us. We need to believe that we are going to be soul winners. The Bible said those that win souls are wise. We need to be telling people about Jesus. We need to be inviting them to a prayer group. We need to be inviting them to a church service. We need to be inviting them to a meeting where Christians are gathering together so they can know Jesus. Churches need to be going door to door, if possible, winning people to Jesus. My home church in Fort Worth, Texas, has now won over 83,000 people to Jesus by going door to door. And you say, well, how is that happening? Well, I'm going to tell you in a few moments how that happens. But right now, I just want to thank God for the river of revival that is beginning to flow in this nation as a result of people praying. And I'm just declaring in the name of Jesus that the church is gathering to pray, that prayer groups are beginning to form all across America, and people are about to gather together for prayer on a weekly basis, beginning to call on the name of the Lord. And I believe that revival is coming. And what is it going to look like in America? Churches are going to be filled with worship, not just singing, not just well-known songs. They're going to be filled with worship and adoration. There's going to be praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues, and there's going to be signs and wonders and miracles. There's going to be travailing in the Spirit. And I just know that that there is a trumpet call. There is a trumpet sound for revival in America, and I'm very thankful and grateful for that. I see people praying. I see people gathering to pray all across the land, as Godfrey Birtle sings about it today.
They're hounding, they're about to blow a trumpet.
We're getting ready to pray as a nation. We're getting ready to pray as a church.
I can hear them pray. God's
I can hear him pray. I can hear people all across the land praying. Yes, I can. I believe it's going to happen. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. You're on BPN Radio on this Monday, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here at this time or any time here on BPN. You say, well, how can I help you? Well, you can make a donation. You can make a contribution to BPN Radio by going to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and go down to the bottom of the donate button. You can click on there, and you can send us a contribution on your credit card, debit card, PayPal, or make a check to Breakout Prayer Network. There's an address there. All of your gifts are tax deductible. and we appreciate your financial support. Lord, speak to people about sowing a seed today in the Breakout Prayer Network as we begin this summer of broadcasting, our eighth month of broadcasting. I pray that you'll speak to people about making a generous contribution. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I'm believing God for 1,000 prayer leaders, and you can help save America by going to bpnradio.com and registering there at the 1,000 Prayer Center, BPN Prayer Center location. And I want to welcome new prayer leaders across America that are now praying with us. And all you have to do is have a weekly prayer group who meets in a church, in a neighborhood, in some type of facility, even a social media site. So I want to welcome Rob Mays at Radiant Life, leading a prayer group at Radiant Life in Cedar Hill, Texas. I want to welcome Karen Manshu, as a private location in Austin, Texas, and Georgia Peters, who is now leading a prayer group at Chattooga Regional Nursing Home in Hiawassee, Georgia. Our first nursing home prayer group. And what an incredible place, and I've not mentioned nursing homes, but what an incredible place to lead a prayer service and have those people there that are confined to that nursing home praying with you. Amazing. Mel Rose has a Facebook prayer group in New Orleans, Louisiana, and Dorothy Brooks has a private location in Garland, Texas. Ernest Camber Jr. has a Facebook prayer group. He's in Blairsville, Georgia. And Susan Moore has a private location in Lake Jackson, Texas. Anna Silverthorne has a prayer group at Crawford County Christian Center in Robinson, Illinois. And Terry Dando has a prayer group at Cross Church International in Carlsbad, New Mexico. Lorraine Smith has a private location in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And Bill Michael has a prayer group at Mountain Harvest Worship Center, Hendersonville, North Carolina. I did a Skype service from my studio into that church last night, and we're thankful to have that group praying with us. Phil Brown has a prayer group at Cleburne Family Fellowship in Cleburne, Texas. Kelly Reed has a private location, a private prayer group there in Kansas City, Missouri. And Carolyn LeGrand has a private prayer group in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Dr. Tom Luther as a prayer group at Family Worship Center, Columbia, Missouri. Thank you so very, very much for praying with us there, as well as other groups that I've not mentioned. But I'm believing for 1,000. Lord, give us 1,000 prayer leaders who will lead 1,000 prayer groups in 1,000 cities in this nation. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We pray. Amen and amen. And as we pray today, I want to pray for some personal prayer requests that have been sent in. And remember that you can send a prayer request in to our prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, who has a group of prayers on our national prayer team, and they'll be praying for your needs. Nancy wrote the following prayer request. Please pray for Jackie that she finds the right direction concerning her marriage. So we pray for Jackie right now. Here's a request for Andrew to have complete healing from an attention deficit disorder. So we all agree in Jesus' name for Andrew, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now. We pray for Michael's request. Michael sent in a prayer request, and we pray for his request for his friend's son, who's 7 years old, suffering from a digestive tract problems. He has part of his intestines missing, leading to all sorts of problems. At the moment, he is suffering quite a bit. So, Father, we pray for young Bryant. In Jesus' name, Lord, that you would heal Bryant of this digestive tract problem. Only 7 years old. In Jesus' name, Marcia, sending the following request. Please pray for my peace and joy to be restored. I recently went through a divorce. Still love my husband, but want the Lord Jesus' will in my life. Lord, I pray for Marcia in Jesus' name, going through this divorce. Pretty sad. So many husbands leaving their wives and so many wives leaving their husbands. We ask, oh God, that the spirit of divorce be broken in this nation. And I pray for the healing of this marriage and other marriages that are listening here to BPN today. We pray for Janet Nichols to be healed. Pastor Bob and Joy Nichols' daughter, who's been in a semi-coma for a long time. And we just ask God to heal Janet Nichols in Jesus' name. And someone has had a special request that they will be able to sell their house and move close to Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth. They want to move close to the church. So, Father, we pray for Janice, who wrote this request, that they'll be able to sell their house and be able to move close to the church, their home church there, Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth. Janice also wants us to pray for her neighborhood, for a neighborhood revival. I believe that could happen. I believe that revival could happen on your street. In fact, I've been prophesying that revival is going to break out on the streets of America and spill over into the churches. So would you pray for your neighborhood right now? Would you pray for your street right now, the street that you live on? Most of you know the name of your street. Whatever street it is on, why don't you just pray for your street? In Jesus' name, go ahead. And we pray for some other needs. My friend Michael W. Smith has taken a tour to South Africa in Nigeria, and he's asked that I pray for him, and I told him I'd do it on a daily basis, and so let's pray for Michael W. Smith, Stuart Gerard, and the whole band there as they travel to Africa. We ask that you would give them souls and bless them in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that we'll be soul winners. And somebody said, well, you know, how do I win a person to Jesus? And how have they won 83,000 people? Well, they just have a script that they take. It's called the Gospel Soul Winning Script, and you can get this on their website at calvarycathedralinternational.org. But they just use the pocket size soul winning script. And sometimes they just read it, and they just knock on the door. Has anyone ever told you that God loves you, that he has a wonderful plan for your life? I have a real quick but important question to ask you. If you were to die this very second, do you know for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you would go to heaven? And if they say yes, you say, great. Why would you say yes? If they respond with anything but I have Jesus in my heart, or something similar to that, proceed with this script and say, just let me quickly share with you what the Bible reads. It reads, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible also reads, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you're a whosoever, right? Of course you are. All of us are. I'm going to say a quick prayer for you. Lord, bless and call the name of the person and his or her family with long and healthy lives. Jesus, make yourself real to him or her. Do it a quick work in his or her heart. If full name has not received Jesus Christ as his or her Lord and Savior, I pray he or she will do so now. And then just say their name. If you would like to receive the gift that God has for you today, say this prayer after me with your heart and lips out loud. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart, forgive me of my sin, wash me and cleanse me, set me free. Jesus, thank you that you died for me. I believe that you are risen from the dead and that you're coming back again for me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost, a hunger for the things of God, and a holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm saved, I'm born again, I'm forgiven, and I'm on my way to heaven because I have Jesus in my heart. As a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I tell you today that all of your sins are forgiven. Always remember to run to God and not from God, because he loves you and has a great plan for your life. And then, of course, you invite them to your church, invite them to your prayer group, and you follow up information of how they can contact the church or your prayer group or you. And that is a pretty simple thing. And Calvary Cathedral has won over 83,000 people since September of 2012. They started and they have not stopped. They've been going for almost 3 years, 5 days a week, because they are responding to the call. There's not a service goes by that Calvary Cathedral does not invite people to get saved. Churches need to invite people to know the Lord. They need to give them an opportunity. And so, Father, we pray today for anyone that's listening to this broadcast. If they don't know Jesus, they would say this prayer: Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my personal Savior and Lord. With your strength and help, I'll live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Amen and amen. Thank you for being a part of this broadcast. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.